You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Chief Deputy Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Many of us know people with medical conditions or physical limitations that qualify them for handicap parking privileges. But the misuse of handicap parking placards and the abuse of parking in spaces designated for handicapped people happen too often. When these violations occur, the people who need these spaces cannot use them, thus undermining the benefits of having spaces reserved for citizens with qualifying disabilities. The most common abuses involve drivers who are not disabled but will use the permit of a disabled person who is not in a vehicle, followed by those drivers who know that they do not have a qualifying disability but do not care if they park in a handicapped space illegally. Under North Carolina law, the Division of Motor Vehicles issues disability placards, license plates, and temporary removable permits to people who are certified by a licensed physician as needing parking assistance. People who can qualify for disability placards include those who are not able to walk 200 feet without stopping to rest, those needing the assistance of a brace, a cane, a crutch, another person, a wheelchair, a prosthetic, or some other supporting device to walk. Others include people restricted by lung disease, a person who uses portable oxygen, a person who has a severe heart condition, a person limited in mobility because of arthritis, a neurological condition, an orthopedic condition, a person who is blind, or a person who has a severe vision impairment. The initial placard or license plate is issued to a qualified applicant for 5 years. North Carolina General Statute 20-37 states that a vehicle driven by a person who is disabled or handicapped, or a vehicle transporting a person who is disabled or handicapped, can park in spaces designated for people with qualifying disabilities, but the vehicle must display a handicap license plate, a removable windshield placard, or a temporary disabled parking permit. If the vehicle has a passenger with a qualifying disability, the driver of that vehicle can drive a passenger to a location, park the vehicle, and stay in the vehicle while the passenger takes care of their activities and not be in violation of the statute. State statute also allows out-of-state vehicles displaying handicap license plates or placards to park in reserved parking spaces as well. And drivers with valid disability placards or handicap license plates may use these spaces with no time limitations. Handicap placards are issued to the person, not the vehicle, so the placards can be moved from one vehicle to another. Having a handicap placard or license plate does not authorize parking in fire lanes or other places where parking is not allowed by state law or a local ordinance. In North Carolina, the number of handicap parking spaces required for each business or each commercial parking lot is left up to each county and each municipality. It is against the law to park or to leave a vehicle in a space designated for handicap parking when the vehicle does not display a valid handicap license plate, a removable windshield placard, or a temporary removable permit. The maximum fine for violating this law is $250, and even with these hefty fine amounts, the misuse of handicap placards and parking in handicap spaces illegally continue to happen. Under North Carolina law, the Division of Motor Vehicles issues disability placards, license plates, and temporary removable permits to those who are certified by licensed physicians as needing parking assistance. And it is also important to remember that many of the disabilities that qualify people for special parking permits are not obvious, so don't assume or quickly judge people who do not appear to be disabled. If you suspect the abuse of a handicapped parking space, do not aggressively question the drivers. This could lead to a dangerous confrontation. Contact law enforcement instead. Perpetrators can be cited, and law enforcement can have the vehicles removed at the owner's expense. Thank you. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Chief Deputy Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, subscribe to the On Duty Podcast.